Good afternoon, welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together, wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to the Gospel according to Luke, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love for us. Thank you for another day, and we do pray that you would encourage us with your Word, build us up that by faith we might rejoice in Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 13, picking up at verse 31. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Well, you have to put yourself in the shoes of Theophilus to understand why we get this story here. We remember that Luke is writing in order to lay out facts and details about Jesus so that Theophilus would believe. And you can imagine, pretending to be Theophilus, reading through the previous sections, some of which have been very challenging, reading of Jesus making hard sayings to his disciples and challenging them as to their belief, and then all of a sudden, at the end of this previous section talking about the judgment to come and how very few will be saved. And you can imagine as Theophilus thinking to yourself or being tempted to think to yourself, what kind of savior is this if he's only going to save a few people? What kind of savior is unwilling to save? What kind of Messiah would not redeem many? And it's that Luke, in a sense, addresses here, or at least I'd like to draw our attention to. It happens at this very hour. So Jesus has just finished talking about the small number that will be saved. And then, at that very same hour, some Pharisees come and warn Jesus that Herod wants to kill him. Jesus replies and says, "I've got work to do. I'm not overly concerned. I have to go to Jerusalem in order to bring salvation." And then we get these stunning words in verse 34. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." It's the cry of the heart of a savior who longs for people to be saved, right? You see, often people paint a picture as though God is a God who delights to send people to hell, a God who delights to kill people, a spiteful God. And yet God himself declares in the Old Testament, I am not unwilling that any should perish, but that all should repent and be saved. I do not desire for the death of the wicked. I do not delight in the death of the wicked. You see, Jesus is echoing that exact same sentiment. What is he saying to Jerusalem? And what is Luke highlighting to Theophilus? That Jesus is willing to say that the reason the number will be small is not because God was unwilling to save, is not because Jesus is miserly with his grace, but because people were unwilling. Why do people miss out on salvation? Because they don't want it. I'm reminded of a fantastic book I read a while ago called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. And in it, the authors lay out all of the reasons why believing in the gospel and believing in Christ and believing in the God of the Bible is easier, logically, than believing in a world where everything comes out of nothing. That there's no cause behind everything. And the thing they conclude on is that they highlight that the reason people don't believe in God is not because there's a lack of evidence, but because they don't want to. And it's that same thing here. Why is Jerusalem not saved? Not because God's not willing. Not because Jesus, like a mother, isn't willing to gather them together. But because the people of Jerusalem don't want to be saved by Jesus. And so Jesus goes on and says, behold, your house is forsaken. And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus says, effectively, you will not receive me. You're not willing to receive me. And so you will receive the just judgment of your rejection of a Savior. And that's hard, right? That's hard for us as we think about our loved ones, as we think about our friends, as we think about those we know who have died already. And yet I think it answers a really important objection in the hearts of many of us. And that is that at the end of the day, when all is said and done, those who go to hell will go to hell because they were unwilling to be saved. Now, I know there's a bunch of questions that you probably have about people in Amazon and all these sorts of objections, but just set all that stuff aside. Because right now, what God is saying to you and to everyone who would be willing to hear is that Jesus Christ is sufficient, able, willing, and desires to save any who would call upon his name. And the great question is not, how does this apply to someone in the Amazonian jungle? But will I respond? May God grant each and every one of us to be gathered together in the loving arms of Jesus. It's a beautiful picture, isn't it? It shows us the heart of our God and Savior. Like a mother chicken. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this picture of a willing Savior. Grant us to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.